Hi, welcome to another episode of Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Mark Wilkins. He's the chief engineer at Ecopian. They make power supplies, and we're going to talk about some of the things that they do. And we're also going to have, joining us a little bit into the conversation, Alex Karapetian. He's their marketing director, and he'll talk a little bit about the business side of it. But before we get into the business side, I wanted to talk to you, Mark. So, hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I am doing very well, Mark. I am doing very well. I understand that you have recently done something in the area of linear power supplies. Is that correct?
Yes, we have. We've come out with the Infinity line of linear power supplies.
Now, okay, maybe I'm not seeing the whole thing, but aside from like a couple of niche applications, I thought nobody used linear power supplies anymore, right?
Oh, no, not all. There's a lot of use, and there's a lot of good reasons to use them, whether it's medical or audio or sensors or research, with virtually no common mode noise and very low differential ripples. They perform in applications where switchers cannot perform.
I got you there. So let's talk about that then. I mean, obviously, and I'm an old audiophile guy, so I mean, I'll take a Class A over a Class B any day of the week, and I assume the same is for power.
Mm-hmm.
But don't efficiency issues become a problem?
Well, certainly there's a trade-off, okay? Linears bring to the application where sensors that are, you're looking at millivolts, you can't have 100 millivolts of ripple that a switcher will have. So, you know, that's a trade-off. The switchers aren't going to get down into the ripple, the low ripple that the linears have. So, yeah, there is a trade-off with efficiency. But we've taken the Infinity line, and we've made them smaller, lighter, and they run cooler than traditional linears.
Hmm. Is there any, like, special thing you did, or is it just more intelligent application of current materials technologies? Or tell us a little bit.
It's a whole host of things, okay? A new circuit design allowed us to run in a linear form or a topology, but still meet low-line applications and run more efficiently. Additionally, these are fan-cooled, and so we could take advantage of the forced air cooling, and combined with all these things, they're smaller, lighter, and run much cooler than a traditional linear.
Mm-hmm. So you must have pretty high power densities in that.
Well, they are higher than traditional or older linears. They're not as high in power density as a switcher is.
Trade-off.
Size and efficiency.
Got you. Now, let's back up a little bit and just look at the issue of linear supplies for a second. And what would you say are the biggest challenges to a designer when they're selecting a linear device?
Well, knowing what you need, we've laid out the tables for our linear supplies. We make them from 1 volt all the way up to 200 volts. So we have all different voltages, but, you know, selecting the voltage that you need, but then also selecting the options you need. Now, what do you really need? Do you need an OVP? Do you need programmability? Do you want a monitor to tell you how much current your circuit's drawing? So all of that is laid out in a format. When you look at our Infinity product line, that's very easy to check off what you need. Additionally, if you're just not sure, you can get a hold of one of us. You know, we're domestic. We're here. You call us. We'll help you with it.
I got you. So you got a good stable of guys inside, and probably gals too, inside that can help people.
Yes. Absolutely. Every time you call Ecopian, you're not going to get any kind of an automated system. You're going to speak to a knowledgeable sales associate or a sales engineer, or if they can't answer your question and needs to go farther and deep, you can speak to one of our head engineers, and they'll talk you through with your application. And that's just what we provide here at Ecopian.
Oh, well, see, and hello, Alex. I had told everybody you'd be joining us in a bit. So that means also, Mark, you'd be on the line if the question got naughty enough.
Absolutely. And that happens in the sense somebody's designing something new, and they want to know exactly how it fits or exactly how it's going to work. Absolutely. We'll help you out even if it's a one-piece order.
Before we go into a little further on the topic, I wanted to dwell a little bit more on selection assistance and the challenges and such. What are the common things that people come to you for additional assistance on? I mean, is it all over the map, little things, or is it one big thing that a lot that you wish people would stop asking you, or you want them to ask you because you'd like to answer that question?
Well, no, we want to answer that question. I'll tell you why. It's very important that you pick the right power supply for the type of load you have. For instance, if you have a motor, you have a long time to start that motor up, a lot of surge, all right? So mm-hmm. we designed the Infinities to start those kind of loads, and you really need to know how that works, all right? Incandescent lighting, LED lighting, all of those we want to know, and these Infinity supplies are designed and have the options to run all of those types of loads.
So now, beyond then, you know, the pluses and the issues, what are the application spaces that you currently target and that you feel have the most promise for Linear going forward?
Well, I don't know that we target it, but let me tell you what they are. For instance, power generation, whether it's nuclear or gas or coal, all have to have redundant power, and they want clean power. They don't want common mode noise. Some of the stuff is vintage that they're replacing, and some of the stuff is new. So they want linear power supplies. The other thing with that is they want a very high MTBF. Linear mm-hmm. power supplies have a low part count, so the MTBF is that much higher. And the newer things that we get into, I talked about a little earlier, was LED lighting. And with an LED, a lot of them gone to light engines, and a lot of these light engines are LEDs in series. Some are in parallel. Well, you've got to have enough voltage to get the LED to come on, but you've got to control the current so you don't burn the LED out.
Mm-hmm.
These power supplies allow for that. Another newer application would be battery charging, you know, the lithium batteries, the new type of batteries. With our capabilities of controlling both the voltage and the current, you can charge batteries also with it. But we get into research, medical, all kinds of medical development, and a lot of sensors. And then people who are just building new equipment that do not want to deal with the common mode noise of switchers use linear power supplies to get their products running.
Gotcha.
Alex, we don't really, when you earlier you said these industries that we target, many years ago, you know, yes, linears, they were perfect for certain applications and just certain industries. Now, with the introduction of the linear, we're selling these things almost every, I think, every industry. It's just, it's funny sometimes when an engineer asks for the linear, we find out what they're doing. It's kind of shocking. It's replacing some of the switching power supplies that they're using from other companies.
What was the, if I may jump in then, Alex, what would you say is the not necessarily oddest, but most interesting or most novel application that someone wound up using a linear for?
It was actually doing, well, it was two-part. They used it for two different applications for the same event. It was in the Oscars. They used it for the audio, which I understand, because linears, audio, low noise, tight regulation, that's a given, but for their lighting. They used the Infinities, they put them in parallel, and they're running it for some of the lighting applications that they were doing. And I thought that was pretty unique, because normally you'd use a switching power supply for that.
Well, and you don't think of lighting as a precision application, but I'm imagining with millions of dollars and sponsors on wrinkles on faces and lips and, you know, whatever, everything's perfect.
Good, huh?
Make them look good. Make sure they sound nice, right?
Yes.
Right, right. And that's important what you just said, Alex. You don't want that.
Be specific. Which Alex?
You don't want that switching noise running around on your sound stage, so why not use a linear? And with the linear, at these linears, you can control the output voltage and current, so you can dim the light, make it brighter, make it, you know, and not have that switching noise running around that would affect or could affect your audio.
So now, let's we're running a little bit out of time, so let's talk a little bit about how to get and what kind of support. You said you've got people who can help. You've got information.
Absolutely.
What kind of assortment do you offer? How does an engineer get that information, get the product ordered, and all that other good stuff?
Very straightforward. We have so many different channels that you can do this. You can pick up the phone, call us directly at 800-523-9478. You will speak to a sales associate. You can speak to an engineer. If you're not sure what you want to order, we can help specify the power supply to meet your needs. If you know what you want, because all the information is on our website, data sheets, model numbers, specifications, and price, you can order it right online, and we'll ship it within 6 days.
There you go. Not bad at all.
The website's acopian.com, acopian.com, and there's no hidden mystery. There's no, you know, call this number, then dial this number, and go to this website to find a price. Everything is on our website. You can order it, you can quote it, you can ask questions about it, and get it shipped within 6 days or sooner. So it can't get easier than that.
Excellent. Well, you know, I appreciate it because there are a lot of companies who offer that level, but there aren't many, and I'm glad you're one of them. I'm really appreciative of what you're doing for the industry as well, because I know you guys have been doing it for quite a while. I've known you, Alex, for I can't even remember how many years. But do you have any last thoughts to leave with our audience before we close out the episode?
Well, you know, we bring to the table not just linear power supplies, but a whole host of power supplies. And we're domestic. We're going to help you. If you're not sure how to start your load, what your load requires, give us a call. We're going to help you. Infinity is a fantastic tool to do that with. But if it doesn't fit that bill, we'll find something else for you.
Excellent, excellent. Well, hey, gentlemen, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. It was fun.
Thank you, Alex.
And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Paul for Paulton Power. Have a great day.